Hi, Britt. Welcome. This walkthrough was built for you and Britt Warnick Designs from what you told us.
Absolutely. We're so glad to be doing this.
Yeah, and I mean, think about the 60 minutes you spend drafting a single, careful response to a new inquiry. You know, you want to get the tone just right, review their
Start
venue.
visualizing the event. Yeah.
Exactly. And make a real personal connection. Now, imagine if that response was sent, fully customized, and capturing all those subtle nuances in the time it takes you to blink.
It's hard to even picture, right? But that is the difference between running your operation on sheer willpower and running it with intelligent system.
It really is.
And from what you told us, you are already running an award-winning full-service wedding and event design studio.
Yeah.
You create these incredibly soulful
Oh,
celebrations.
truly stunning work.
But your biggest goal right now is reclaiming time, specifically from the heavy load of client communication, which, you flagged as the single most demanding part of your week.
Right. And to fix that bottleneck, we have to talk about how your operation is wired right now.
Yeah, let's look at the current setup.
Based on your answers, your current tool stack is really solid. You rely on Google Drive for files, Dropbox for design assets, Trello for project boards.
Yep, and your primary communication happens via email and text.
Plus, you're already using ChatGPT day to day, which honestly puts you way ahead of the curve.
It totally does.
Yeah.
You already understand the baseline
Yeah.
technology, but the critical gap, the reason you feel like you are constantly playing catch up, is that there's no central CRM yet.
Right.
Without a unified system, your entire pipeline of inquiries and pipeline management basically lives entirely in your inbox and texts.
And ultimately in your head,
Exactly.
which is an incredibly stressful place to store your business.
Oh, absolutely. It's a recipe for burnout.
Yeah. And you know, when people hear the solution is AI, it's so easy to picture some futuristic robot trying to take over the creative process.
Which nobody in this industry wants.
Right. But that's not what this is. Think of AI not as a replacement for your creativity, because no one can replace your ability to create soulful celebrations, but as an invisible digital moat that protects your time.
I love that visual. I always say it's less like a robotic replacement and more like a digital switchboard operator from the 1950s.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right, just
Good one.
constantly invisibly routing the right piece of information from a text message to a Trello board behind the scenes.
Yeah, seamlessly connecting the dots.
Exactly. You don't have to rip out the tools you already use and love. Instead, you deploy specialized AI agents that plug directly into your existing stack to carry the load.
Okay, let's unpack how that actually works in practice, because
Yeah.
I want to map this directly to your client journey.
Let's do it.
Let's look at the front door first, the inquiry and onboarding phase. We're talking about two agents here, the inquiry response agent and the client hub organizer.
Right. So earlier we talked about that 60-minute response window. Couples are usually reaching out to three or four studios at once.
Yeah, they cast a wide net.
And the reality of this industry is that they tend to book the planner who feels present first.
Right, speed is everything.
Exactly. The inquiry response agent drops your response time from 60 minutes to under 60 seconds, 247. It gets you into the conversation first.
Wait, 2047. So even if an inquiry comes in at midnight.
Yep. It parses their initial email, captures the date, venue, guest count, and vision, and replies intelligently. You get to be the first one in the conversation while you are literally sleeping.
Okay, I have to pause you there. Dropping an email time is one thing, but how does the AI actually organize that information?
What do you mean?
Because integrating a messy text message into a CRM sounds great in theory, but how does an AI do that without me having to manually copy-paste everything anyway?
I see. Well, it's all about how these models process unstructured data. When a bride sends a chaotic text saying, like, OMG, we secured the venue for next June, what's
Oh,
next?
I know those exact texts.
Right. The system doesn't just read the words, it understands the intent. It extracts the structured data, the month of June, the milestone of securing the venue, and sends that data perfectly into your client hub organizer.
Ah, so the Client Hub Organizer is essentially the CRM you don't have yet, but it self-updates.
Exactly. It pulls your Trello boards, emails, and texts into one clear pipeline because the AI is doing the translation from messy texts to clean data.
So every inquiry an active couple gets a centralized home automatically. That's incredible.
Yep. You can see the status of every wedding at a glance.
Okay, that brings us to the second phase of the client journey, the pitch.
This is a big one.
Yeah, this is where the proposal and mood board generator comes in.
Yeah.
Because currently, Taking raw consultation notes and turning them into a branded proposal eats up an entire afternoon.
Oh, easily.
So how does an AI take my messy bullet points and not just spit out a generic, sterile document?
This is actually one of the most powerful mechanisms in the system. The agent doesn't just summarize your notes. It uses a framework that matches your notes against your past successful proposals. So if you jot down moody lighting, tight floral budget, 150 guests.
The AI recognizes those specific parameters.
Exactly. It pulls your specific brand vocabulary, structures the pricing tiers based on your historical data, and drafts a same-day proposal in your exact aesthetic.
Wait, really? So it's taking an afternoon of heavy cognitive work and turning it into a same-day branded proposal.
Precisely. It builds the scaffolding so you only have to paint the house.
Wow, that is a massive operational shift. Okay, so the couple is booked. Now we enter the execution phase.
Right, which involves the client communication concierge and the vendor and day of coordinator.
And Britt, you flagged timeline management as your number one stressor, which makes total sense. Keeping 20 different couples on track for their individual payment milestones is a huge mental load.
And that's exactly what the client communication concierge takes off your plate. It actively reads the master timeline in your client hub.
So it knows exactly what's coming up.
Right. When a milestone is approaching, say a catering deposit is due in 14 days, the system triggers an automated check-in. It directly relieves your number one flag stress by handling the reminders.
And the vendor and day of coordinator handles the back end of that same timeline.
Yes, because day of logistics are where tiny miscommunications turn into major stress, right?
Oh, absolutely.
This agent drafts the run of show based on the contract details and chases down those crucial vendor confirmations. It ensures the actual wedding weekend stays calm.
Because the invisible switchboard operator has already confirmed every moving part. I love that.
Exactly.
Okay, but I have to push back here. If I'm Britt, my absolute biggest worry hearing all of this is losing my unique touch.
That's a very valid concern.
Right, because your brand is built on being highly personal. Won't my couples immediately know they're talking to a robot if an AI is sending their check-ins?
That is the most critical question to ask. It's the number one hesitation for high-end creatives.
So how do you solve that?
The answer comes down to how the system is trained before it ever goes live. It is not learning your voice slowly over 6 months through trial and error.
How does it know my voice on day one?
Because the system is built using the exact language directly from your website before it even launches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it absorbs your specific phrasing. If you use phrases like intentional weddings and soulful celebrations, the AI maps those as core vocabulary.
So it sounds unmistakably like you from day one.
Yes. You aren't replacing yourself. You are cloning your communication style.
That makes so much sense. It's heavily calibrated before a client ever interacts with it.
Exactly.
Let's move to the final phase, the afterglow, or, you know, the marketing side.
The content studio agent. Every single real wedding you execute is essentially a week's worth of brilliant marketing content.
But after a wedding weekend, you're exhausted.
Exactly. Capturing that magic and writing captions competes with the energy you need for your next couple.
So how does this agent solve that?
Since the AI already has all the context in the client hub, the vendor list, the design mood board, the timeline, it automatically drafts Instagram captions, Pinterest pins, and blog posts.
Wait, it just drafts all of that for you?
Yeah. It turns every real wedding into a week of content without you needing a new marketing hire.
It's an entire ecosystem. You capture the lead instantly, auto-generate the proposal, manage the timeline, confirm the vendors, and then market the success.
It really is end-to-end.
So saving time is great, but let's connect these agents directly to your bottom line and operations. We need to look at the math.
Let's run your specific numbers. From what you told us, you are managing 30 inquiries a month, an average package of $6,000, and a team of six.
Okay, so what does the ROI picture look like for a team that size?
Well, industry benchmarks show that a deeply integrated system like this recovers roughly 12 hours of admin time per week, per teammate.
Let me just do that math. 12 hours a week per person for a team of six. That is 72 hours a week of recovered time.
It's massive. And if we value that admin time at an industry benchmark of $150 an hour, the financial math is just undeniable.
It really is.
By recovering that time, your team gains massive capacity to serve more couples without losing that high-touch experience.
So, Britt, you essentially have two paths forward to implement this. It really just comes down to how you want to allocate your resources.
Right.
You can use the three prompts provided in your playbook right now. Because you already use ChatGPT, you can literally copy and paste those prompts to feel the time back instantly.
The advantage there is that it's immediate and requires no upfront financial investment. But the trade-off is you're the mechanic.
Right. You have to manually paste the info back and forth.
Exactly.
The second option is to partner with Advaita for a 30-day onboarding. In this path, they build, calibrate, and maintain the entire six-agent system for your operation.
Yeah, over those 30 days, they map your exact flow and deploy all six agents via those API bridges.
So it's the classic operational choice. Do you build the switchboard yourself, or do you hire a team to install a fully automated network?
Exactly. Both paths are totally valid. And before we wrap up, I just want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine walking into a wedding weekend knowing every vendor is confirmed and every new inquiry that came in while you were sleeping is already beautifully nurtured. What new creative heights could your designs reach with that kind of mental space?
Britt, thank you so much for listening. Your next step is to open the written playbook and complete the qualifier page. Wishing you and your studio all the best. Take care.